Milne. Defoe, that's a lovely touch. Lampard!
Who is it now?
That's surely crossed the line. It's not been given. Surely that was it.
And yes, with the hindsight of video replays, it was in. Frank Lampard, the England midfielder, chipped the keeper, the ball hit the underside of the crossbar, bounced over the goal line and back out. It all happened quickly and in a matter of split seconds. Neither the referee nor his assistant had seen it, and the game went on. So, why not introduce technology which eliminates such mistakes by referees? Well, the reasons for football's resistance are ideological and practical. Sepp Blatter, who's the president of the World Football Governing Body, FIFA, says the organization hasn't as yet come upon a foolproof system. Trials of the 3D Hawkeye was found to be 95% and not 100% accurate. Another system which uses a computer chip in the ball is too expensive, as it requires the entire pitch to be wired. Mr. Blatter also said that the way the game is played and the technology available should be the same from grassroots to the top level. There is also the flow of the game to consider, which opponents fear would be spoiled by interruptions to solve disputes. Then there's the slippery slope argument. If instant technology is used to settle goals today, then why not for fouls tomorrow? But the final and perhaps most compelling reason for resisting technology and keeping referees fallible is that despite the heartbreaks, it keeps everyone talking.